Welcome back to our second module in our marketing course. In this particular course, we're going to continue our discussion of marketing fundamentals, and we're specifically going to focus on the psychological aspect of the customer's value optimization journey, is what we call it in the marketing field. Whenever someone develops an awareness of you, of your product, of your service, of your business, of your ministry, there is a very distinct path from having that awareness of a product or a service to becoming probably your most ardent supporter. And there's a whole series of psychological steps that a customer or a client or a target prospect is going to follow on this journey. And we call that journey the customer value optimization process. And there's eight particular steps that we're most concerned about here. This is kind of a simplistic layout of the marketing journey, the value optimization journey. And no surprise that the first step actually starts off with becoming aware of the ministry, of your ministry opportunity. But here's why this particular journey is important. People at each step of this journey are going to have different needs and wants. And they're going to form specific impressions, specific perceptions of you at each of these steps, at each level. And this is very true, especially early in the process on their pathway journey. The message and the content that you're putting out, the strategy that you have at each step of this value optimization journey is going to change. It's going to morph as they are nurtured further along the path. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick look at each one of these steps. And this is something. This is actually a very important concept, and you're going to want to be aware of this particular journey, this psychological growth that people have as they continue to interact with you and whatever it is you're doing. The first step, as I said, is for someone in some way, in some fashion, to become aware of you, become aware of your business, become aware of your product, services, or your ministry, or whatever it is that you're involved with. That's the most basic thing. And it'll start with, it'll happen because of the messaging that you're putting out, the content, whether you're renting billboards, you're doing direct mail, or you're marketing your stuff on Facebook, whatever. They'll develop some sort of an awareness and something will click and they'll say, you know what, we need to find out a little bit more about that. And they advance to the next step. Some of them will advance to the next step. At each step of this process, the large majority of people will drop out. But some of them will continue on to the next step, and in this particular case, it's about engaging. So in this particular, like I said, there's eight steps. The journey is completed with the promote or the advocate steps at the very end. The amount of time that's spent on each of these steps depends on the individual and your content and your messaging strategy. And it's really your responsibility, I might add, that you develop the content and the message that moves them to the next level. You always have to be thinking about what sort of things you got to say, what sort of things you need to do to bring these people to that next level of involvement. We talked a little bit about awareness. Many of you are have shared on the different forums here at the Christian Leadership Institute of how you've come to a saving knowledge in Christ. And it begins with this awareness. And in some fashion, it or the message was really just sort of out there. And somehow you got magnetically drawn to that message in some fashion. Your strategy here is really to kind of understand the need in a marketing context for someone to investigate what it is that you're doing. And then you need to begin to carefully begin planting the right seeds in the right places so that you're discovered. So we're going to talk about that a lot more, obviously much more in our future modules. The second step, as I said, is the engage. They're aware, they've heard of you, and there's at least a few people who haven't quite yet slammed the door in your face. And it's during this particular step where your prospects are checking you out. Are you legitimate? What are the perceptions that they're getting from you? Do they add up with the fact that you are legitimate, or you're not a fly-by-night thing, that you're going to take advantage of the area or the community or whatever? And exactly what needs do they perceive that you are going to meet for them? Be aware that this isn't a sales pitch that you send off that's skin deep or shallow, but it's an honest, hey, here's who we are, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're doing it. The next step along the process is what we call subscribing, and there's a very distinct decision point at this step that people reach when they become aware of you and they've checked you out and they haven't found a reason yet to discount you or blow you off. And they're reading some preliminary stuff about you, your goals, your project that you're working on, and they just haven't yet found a reason to turn off the sound. And perhaps they subscribe to you and your blog. They might stop by your office or your storefront or your church or your daycare center. They're slowly making the decision. They're becoming more and more motivated to become involved in what you're doing. And this step really makes a very distinct shift towards nurturing or growing. The fourth step in the journey, customer value optimization journey, is when they actually convert. And I'm not talking about necessarily converting to becoming a Christian or accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What I'm talking about is they've made the decision to buy whatever it is you're selling, whether you're selling your ministry, your product, service, whatever it is. When people have had the chance to investigate you and your product or your service or your ministry, and when they've had that opportunity to qualify those impressions and perceptions that you're creating, their needs and so on that you're meeting, and you've consistently and carefully nurtured their growth, they're going to convert, and they will acknowledge you, and they will believe. The interesting thing about this step is that this is a very tangible event that takes place. And when we're in the secular marketing world, the secular sales world, and we're selling products or selling services, it's most noticeable when the prospect starts changing their pronouns, the I's and the me and the we did that, and they start using the plural pronouns where they start talking about us, we, and that type of thing. It's a very distinct shift, and if you pay attention to that, you'll pick up on that. It's no longer all about me, it's all about us. It's a very distinct shift, and you'll pick up on that. And this is probably one of the most critical steps in the whole process and the whole psychographic marketing pathway here is this conversion step, because now they've made the commitment, they've made the decision that they've heard what you're saying, they see what you're doing, and they want to be part of it. So once they've kind of come through that step, now they start getting excited about this. Hey, have you heard about this particular thing that I've gotten involved in? It's really cool. It takes place on Sunday, it takes place on Wednesday night, or whatever the case is. And they start getting really excited, and you can start to see this excitement build. You can usually identify a new believer pretty quickly. We describe them as being on fire for the Lord, so to speak. People at this stage of the journey always provide a big part of your people resources. They're quick to get involved in activities and provide, whether it's nursery or whatever kind of services that you need to have, they'll quickly get involved in that. And they have a lot of energy for your ministry, and they're eager to share those experiences with other people in their demographic group. And the nurturing process, however, does continue, and you need to be aware of that, and you need to be aware of the new, the higher pace of activities that are knowledge or content that you need to be delivering to these people to take them kind of to that next level. It always kind of puzzles me when these people that are on fire for the Lord, where they sort of disappear to. And then it kind of occurred to me, they just kind of graduate to that next level on their journey, don't they? People at this particular level have provided a lot of the day-to-day hands-on involvement in your ministry in the weeks and months and years past prior. They've got the experience and they have learned what sort of things work and what sort of things don't work. These are the people who inhabit this particular level on the value optimization process pathway. And providing them with continued personal growth opportunities continues to be really important for them. Because at this point, they're aware of the fact that they're ascending on this level. They kind of want to reach, they have this need to reach the next level of personal growth. But they're now at the point where they have the expertise, they have the experience, where they can maybe be on a leadership council or help you with some sort of decision-making and strategic decision-making processes. Once they move past the ascend stage, they get to a point where they start at becoming one of your best advocates. I think of advocates as being at least somewhat synonymous with ambassador. And the advocate level of the value optimization journey or the psychological pathway here can usually be the endpoint of the journey for many people, whether it's in a secular marketing context or in a ministry setting. And these individuals know what they believe, they're sound in their faith, and they actively and ardently support the product or your cause or your service or your ministry. And this is where the financial support dramatically increases as they have less time in their life because they're getting older and perhaps have more personal resources or financial resources that they're able to allocate in your general direction. The final step on the value journey, the pathway here, is the promote stage, where someone has progressed to a point where they're actually promoting that. And an example of that would probably be most of the people who are taking this course. They're past the point of advocating to say, you know what, I need to get hands-on. I need to promote some aspect of this ministry or this business or whatever it is. I need to get involved and I need to start this process rolling. And it's safe to assume that each one of you that, like I said, that are taking this course and other courses here, because you've felt the call to promote the gospel, and you're equipping yourself with the fundamental knowledge here and the deepest level of faith and with the tools necessary to take your calling in ministry and to make it into a reality. And like I said in the last module, I'm really honored and blessed to help you achieve that, to achieve those goals. So in our next module, we're going to look at specific message strategies that you're going to use at each level of the customer value journey.